It's The Drive with Matt and Jason on Sports Radio 1260 WNDE.
I think it's a bad omen.
You always look for a bad omen.
Well, it's because they're normally there.
Well, maybe it's you.
I couldn't figure out which way to put my headphones on.
No, it works either way.
No, but
deep down, it works either way.
But they specifically, I want to hear the show the way the listeners do.
You can make,
channel in the right, the left channel. I know this is mono.
You can make the consumption of water the most difficult thing ever.
Well, I typically do spill on the first. Well, it was the water bottles that we used to get up front.
The Leaning Tower of water bottles?
Yeah, they were always kind of a little bit of a curvature.
Yeah, there's
at the
some
top.
That,
they
yeah.
were packed in so
I,
much.
I think those failed QC and they let them go anyway. No, they really did. Because they were whoever pulled them out of the package and just kind of lined them up on our table in the back. And there was just like worms, like one this way. I don't think there was a straight one in the bunch.
Well, I never had a problem with those as much as I did the ones with the sport top. Because, when you're drinking water, you've got to have the ability to squeeze it and shoot it into your mouth.
Yeah.
Because just drinking it out of the bottle takes too long. Why, right. I still don't get that. Why you need the sports top?
It's more sporty if you squeeze it.
So were there that many people who were like out on the basketball court, they just couldn't take the time to unscrew the cap?
They got to get it in there and get it in there fast.
Quick, inject me with the water.
Well, if you see on the sideline of a football game, they're always squeezing it into their mouth.
It's sort of
an extension of that.
You mean the little Gatorade cups?
Yeah, no, not the cups. A guy comes to the sidelines, and there's a dude there with a big Gatorade, and they're squirting it in
the mouth.
They
have it because they've got a helmet on. They've got to get
always.
It through the face mask.
Not always.
Well, that, and when a guy is squirting it in your mouth, squirting water in your mouth, you have to have the squirt bottle.
Yeah.
Because if you're just like tipping the cup up so he can drink out of it, that's a little weird.
Like you got a napkin under his chin.
Oh, and then dab the side of his mouth.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, so, all right, in that instance, the squirt bottle, if you're feeding it to somebody else, yes. Go squirt bottle. But for your average Joe walking around, I think you can manage to drink it out of the bottle itself.
You can't manage to do anything.
I can never manage to change the water cooler tank. I'll go days without drinking if it's low, because I don't want to be the one to have to change
it. Yeah, if the future involves no more water coming through pipes in a house and you have to get your own little... Yeah, you're going to die.
Yeah, if 2012, maybe that's what the end of the world is. It's the world relies on me to get them beverages.
What do we got, a month left?
Yeah, the day before my birthday is the end of the world.
Okay, so about 6 weeks we got.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, do you think deep down you're kind of like, you know what? Let's do it. It'd be a relief let's just end this.
You know, it would kind of be a weight off all of our minds, I think. Just one less thing to worry about.
Oh my gosh, here it is.
Now, if it happens, I wonder, is it going to be like, because I would hope that you'd get to enjoy it a little. I don't want it to just be like a blink.
Enjoy it?
Well, just like a blink of an eye type of thing.
Oh, okay.
That's no good. Then you don't even realize what happened.
Flash, yeah.
I kind of want to know, like, oh my God, there's, in the middle of the ocean, there's weird volcano, a monster just came out of the sea,
It's a Mayan monster.
Because that'll give you time to at least do some stuff, to see what the end of the world's all about.
Yeah.
Blink of the eye, that's no fun.
Well, true, I'm with you. You realize you're not going to remember any of it.
Well, yeah, but you get to experience it. It's like riding a roller coaster. After it's over, you don't really, you don't want to just, wait in line all this time and then somebody tell you, oh, by the way, you just rode it. You want to be able to experience the roller coaster.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it'd almost be interesting to live the survivalist sort of movie type scenario of asteroid hits the ocean or wherever and it just sort of throws the whole world off.
So you want to survive the first wave.
It would be interesting.
And be down in the dirty,
The first 3 to 6 months might be a little rough.
Where
people aren't settled in and they're overreacting.
So you want to live to the point where you start having to worry about the other people who lived.
Well, you know what? The thing I'd look forward to most is not seeing the Cowboys on primetime.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I think Jerry Jones would still hang on to the fact that he'd probably give himself a trophy. Well, end of the world, we were going to make it.
You think he's probably got a pod somewhere that's going to shoot him?
It's just going to be him and the guy that cleans his glasses. Those are the two guys allowed in the pod.
My son, little Jerry. I wonder if he renames his son-in-laws to little Jerry's.
Little Jerry. As soon as you graduate on to not cleaning glasses, then your brother becomes little Jerry. And so on and so forth.
And so on and so forth.
Till the end of time, which is 6 weeks away.
Oh, yes.
No, I can see him having a contingency. Like, if for some reason the NFL season has to get canceled, by default, I will give myself a trophy because the Cowboys would have won the whole thing.
But you know what? Even after the Mayan calendar strikes midnight mm-hmm. or whatever, they're probably still going to try to run the New York City Marathon.
Oh, definitely. Maybe cancel it at the last minute.
They're going to try.
Is there Thursday night football that night? Because I believe the 21st is a Thursday. Who would be the last NFL game?
Your birthday's on a Friday? No, 21st is a
Saturday. Is it a Saturday or a Friday? 21st is a Friday.
Yes, so it would be the 20th.
Well, and I hear that if the Redskins win the last home game before the Mayan calendar comes to an end, then more people survive.
More people survive.
Right, it's the Redskins rule.
Okay.
The other one. Yeah.
Which didn't happen this week, right?
No, and you know what? I didn't realize. I thought this had been one of those things that had been known for a long time. It really only came to light. One researcher found out about it in the year 2000.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And so since we've been tracking it, it's like only 50%.
I thought it was like only missed one in the last.
Yeah, no, since we've been paying attention.
Well, there's only been like four, but I thought I saw it was like 9 of 10 or a 14 of 15.
It was actually, it's like 16 of 17. It was uncanny when you go back and look at it. But since we've been paying attention.
Oh, since we it's skewed. Right. It's been bad.
It's almost like one of those.
The guy brought it up and then it ruined it.
It's like a light particle. Once you look at it, once you study it, it does weird things.
Yeah. Man, I need to look into that chaos theory.
Yeah, just watch Jurassic Park.
Okay.
He kind of, isn't that the one in the Jurassic Park where he talked? Sean's too young. Did you ever see Jurassic Park? How old were you, like 5?
Came out, what, 92-ish?
Yeah, 93? He was like 5 or 6.
Yeah, 92, 93.
Does that hold up? I don't think I've seen it since I got it on VHS.
I would think it would have.
If you pop it in today, do the special effects still wow you?
Yeah, I think they were pretty good. They were pretty good.
To me, like Avatar, I stopped being impressed by the time I got to my car. You know, that's how quickly technology has moved.
Well, okay.
And it wasn't a very good movie. But
the story's fun. There's suspense. There's small lulls of getting to know that some of the dinosaurs and there's, you know.
They're sitting on the couch talking
there's
to
the
you.
One.
You know, you get a little character development.
There's the one out in the wild who's sick. Remember the one that's laying there?
Oh, the Triceratops? Yeah. Don't they have to dig in its feces or something like that to find what it's been eating?
Laura Dune or whatever her name is. Is that a cookie?
Dern? I think it's Dern.
Whatever.
Yeah.
She reaches her hand into the... Uh-huh. Yeah.
Was she supposed to be the sex appeal of that movie?
I don't think it was. I think it was as sexy as you could get while still being a scientist.
I don't know. Sam Neill's kind of good looking. He's rugged.
Yeah, he's rugged.
Didn't he have the hat where the one flap is up?
I don't remember.
When does that come in handy? Like,
I was a big fan of that movie.
I loved it when it came out.
I was really disappointed with the sequels. 2 was okay. 3 was awful.
You didn't like the whole T-Rex loose in New York?
Yeah. I was like, come on. You know, I'm guessing Spielberg had nothing to do with that except the name.
Well, you know, T-Rex wanted to climb the Empire State Building like King Kong, but he's got those little hands.
He's got such little hands and arms.
Yeah, he couldn't do it. He had to wait for the elevator. And
man. Yeah.
I like the fact that you said you kind of got to know the dinosaurs throughout the movie.
They sort of, it was a well thought out movie. You know, if you admit this, you'd agree, there was no other movie like it.
No.
Up until then. And that's why it was popular. If you break into something, you know, with a new thought, and then obviously the CGI stuff was pretty cool.
Well, there was the Land Before Time, the cartoon.
Yeah, cartoon.
I got all the hand puppets from Pizza Hut.
But, you know.
Back when that came out.
You know, but there was a.
Littlefoot.
You know, the whole, you know, they found a big, huge mosquito, and mm-hmm. they went in and got the DNA, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, then boom, a little dinosaur
cracking. The first time you see the dinosaur is pretty badass.
Yeah. And Wayne Knight was kind of the evil guy in it.
Was he Newman at that point?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because 92, that would have been how many?
I mean,
seasons
he even
looked.
And since then he is, which has been a while, but he has lost a lot of weight. But he looked like Newman, and he was probably acting like a more evil Newman in the.
I think he was full on Newman.
Yeah. Yeah, I just remember him driving in the dark and those little guys coming and getting. Are we talking about Jurassic Park? Have you introduced? Does anyone know what this show is?
Oh, yeah, this is The Drive with Matt and Jason. I think our big voice guy at the beginning might have said something about it. This is The Drive with Matt and Jason. I am Matt, the one who is not a big fan of Avatar, and the one who suggests if you have an injury, put a stake on it. The guy on the other side of the glass who is the reason why you're hearing the show right now, he pushed a couple buttons or something. I'm not supposed to really know the ins and outs of it.
Oh, okay, don't even look over here.
That's why they put up the barriers. That's Jason. The other guy who you've heard us talk to but not heard his voice, you probably will later, that's Sean Oreo Jones. Actually, it's not Sean Jones, but you know, do the math yourself at home.
Yeah, it's not Sean Oreo Jones.
It's Sean or Oreo Jones.
Okay.
There's another last name, another legit last name.
But you
up
probably don't even know what it is, do you?
I know what it is.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
It's the only name that's more common than my last name.
You know what? I am his last name. Uh-huh. I'm one of those.
Really?
Yes. My mother was a...
How about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we might be related.
I would like to see that Maury Povich episode.
I don't think you bring... I don't think that's how it happens.
You don't bring brothers on
you
there?
You don't bring potential cousins.
Yeah, potential... Like once removed, twice removed.
I mean, it's not like we're going to be pissed off if we are or aren't. It's like, oh, and you are. All right, cool.
You mean you wouldn't say, I told you. Yeah. I told you. Start high-fiving the crowd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oreos in tears going, oh, my God, there goes my street cred.
Same. Yeah, I know. I'm one of him.
No.
Oh, he's so vanilla.